Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
We're back at Kentucky State Fair on the air. Mr. Alex Miller, our own Kentuckian, here with us. And good morning to you, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, Alan.
Good to see you here today, my friend. How's it going? You guys are... Tell us a little bit about the Alex Miller story for folks. I know everybody's hearing your songs on WKDZ and on our radio stations, but tell us about your story. How'd you get started? And you're right, a great Kentuckian here.
Well, I tell you, I started singing and playing when I was about 6 years old, and then a lot of people got to know me whenever I was on American Idol a couple years ago. And I was 17 when I auditioned for that show, and shout out to my mama, she signed me up for it. So, I did that, and a lot of folks got to see me on television, and this past year I got to play at the Grand Ole Opry. That's just a few of the highlight stuff, but...
Where would we be without our mamas, right?
Exactly, yeah. Mama tried, and she tried real hard. I got a lot of whippings.
She did that, yeah. Hey, it probably molded us into the people we are,
it certainly did. She literally tried to shape me.
Right. So let's talk about your career. You've been up and coming. You played here at the Kentucky State Fair several years now, and tell us what's going on with you these days.
Well, I've just been picking and grinning. I've got a new record coming next year, just getting everything finalized with that, and got a few more songs I'm putting out this year. I might even have a Christmas tune.
Sounds good, Alex. I love that. So, what are your real inspirations in the music business? Who have you said, I want to kind of my influence to get where I want to go?
Well, for me, I grew up on the classics, so George Jones, Merle Haggard, those kind of guys. But I listen to about anything. That's kind of I'd love to be a Merle Haggard or a Keith Whitley or something. That's my goal.
And, of course, coming from Lancaster area, Kentucky, great place to come from. And good folks, a lot of good stories there to tell in songs.
Well, you know, with Eddie Montgomery, you know, he's one from around there, and John Michael, too. It's a lot of good water around there, I guess.
That's right. So tell us what you're doing these days. You're on the road quite a bit?
Yeah, last night we played up in Putin Bay, Ohio, which is like an island up there, and we played with Luke Bryan, which was really cool. So that was the first time with him since I was on the show.
That's pretty cool, Jenny.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what was it like for you being a 17-year-old going on to, I'm 17 right now, so that's why I'm asking, but what did that feel like for you? I'm sure that was a crazy adrenaline rush.
It was a very unique experience, I'd say. My high school was changed a lot after being on that show, of course, but it was cool. It was really neat, I think the main thing I remember about it was how people were, you know, they really thought it was really neat, and it was really good for my high school.
I got to ask this. I know for a long time your vehicles came from Wildcat Chevrolet.
Oh,
good friend there, right? Michael Oliver?
Oh, down in K-Diz. Oh, yes. We still get them down there. That little car I've been driving, I see it every morning.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. So, yeah, Michael told me, he said, you know, Alex Miller gets his vehicles from us.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. And Ryan Bivens are kin, someone connected.
Yeah, no, don't hold that against me, okay?
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you.
I thought about wearing my big Ryan Bivens shirt in here this morning, but I didn't want people to shoot me, I figured I'd, you know, steer clear.
I think it's fantastic. So something brand new for you and Kentucky Proud as well. You'll come out as a spokesman for Kentucky Proud. Tell us about that, Alex.
Well, sure. You know, I was an FFA member, a 4-H kid, and I hung my jacket up here a couple years ago, got my American degree, and I still wanted to be involved in Kentucky Ag and agriculture. And, you know, I'm not exactly on the farm like I used to, but I was talking to Jay, who's in charge of Kentucky Proud, and about how much I love Kentucky and how much I would love to do something. And he said, well, I'm going to just make you a spokesman. And I said, okay. So it gets me involved in ag. It's just one of my goals. And also gets me to, you know, everywhere I go, I'm always tell folks I'm from Kentucky. And because everybody asks the accent right off the bat, you know, where are you from? And it's really proud to say I'm from Kentucky. And that's easy way of doing it now. I get a reason to say it.
So how does your background in agriculture and farming, how does that play into your music career now?
Well, especially in some of the songs. I have a song called Putting Up Hay, which is all about that, just exactly that. And I got a song called She Makes Dirt Look Good. And it's definitely crept into my music and crept into the songs that I like to sing.
And agriculture gives you a good work ethic, too, doesn't it, Alex?
Oh, yes. Well, the only difference between the music business and agriculture is a tractor, because there's always something going wrong, and every day's different. So it's the same thing.
Tell you what, hearing some things out there with Alex with Tracy Byrd these days, too. Love that song. Now, that's a fantastic song.
Yeah, we thought the morning drivers might appreciate that one, maybe for the guy in front of them. You know, it's called Give Them the Bird.
I love that. So getting to perform with him, folks like him and Luke Bryan, what's it like for you, a Kentucky boy, getting to do that?
Well, it's a great honor, for one, but it's really neat. You know, I never thought when I was riding that old Massey Ferguson that I'd be out doing this, and I'm just very thankful for the folks that come see me play and listen to my music. They're the ones that really are the heroes of all this.
What do you enjoy about working, meet your fans, and having a chance to visit them, Alex?
Well, that's the biggest thrill for me, because I have a lot of people come up to me and tell me how my song, especially the one about my grandpa, which is really touching, how much they appreciate that song and appreciate me sticking up for myself. You know, when I was on Idol, they wanted me to change who I was, and I'm just not that guy. I just am who I am, and you either like it or you don't.
I think that's great about you, Alex. So they tried to get you to kind of change.
They want me to do Shawn Mendes, like a pop song, and I said, no way. I did a Merle Haggard song instead.
It did pretty good for you, didn't it?
I'm sitting here with you today.
I think you made a good choice. I love it, Alex. Jenny?
So I've got a question for you. It's I'm sure you've gone to the state fair in the past before. You've lived here, you know.
Yeah.
So what has been, throughout your entire time of going to state fair, what has been your favorite fair food to eat while you're here?
Oh, I like, and this is the truth, I remember coming up here with my buddies. I like supporting the beef producers, for one. I like going down there and getting something. There's a booth here somewhere that's got some really good catfish. And every year I'm up here, I try to get me some little catfish, because it's really good. You don't get good catfish everywhere. So,
yeah, Kentucky's got good catfish.
Yes,
you're right,
we
here,
do.
Alex, that's for sure. And so, new album coming up. Tell us what people can expect from that.
Well, I've been releasing quite a few songs off of it already. So if you want to get an idea for it, you can kind of look at some of my past releases. There's five more songs. Well, I guess there's six or seven more songs coming, but. They're really good, really country stuff that I'm really excited about. It'll probably be out middle of next year, but some really, really great songs.
I tell you what, so proud of you from Kentucky. Can't wait to see where you go. And love this partnership with Kentucky Proud as well, Alex.
Yeah.
Good luck as you head off in your music career here.
Well, it sounds good to me, and thank y'all for your time this morning, and thank you listeners out there, too. I appreciate y'all listening to my stuff.
Keep playing Alex Miller. We love it. We love it on WKDZ, that's for sure. Alex Miller with us this morning on the WKDZ Country Club, with us to talk about what's going on with his music career from the Kentucky State Fair on the air. I'm Alan Watts.